From a house made of bones, beating drum, dream from the marsh, fish eggs, cattails, dragonfly mating. From pouring currents without bridge, lover's union comes without corners. For the boatman, a coin of two sides, comes to standing waves and rowing against force. Water resists, breaks without breaking, flows along invisible scores, courses between continuous ends, begins, doesn't resist, touches, turns over the same skin, body around my body, body of sky, of iron, of toss and turn, body of shallow and deep. Body of broken things, of mud and weeds, of cold and heat, of cells and sleep. Body of bodies, body of minerals and salts, of light and shadow, of obsession. Body of work, of play, body of sound, body of birds and flight. Beneath the surface, more surface, folded memories, closed doors. Beneath the blue nets, chains, reversals, electrical impulses, explosions, velocity resembling thunder, dissolving particles, waves played by hammer and anvil, overtures, underscores, planetary influences, invisible tensing, flexing, releasing, simultaneous being, non-being, not erasing, annihilating, not replicating, creating. The climbing wave, green water, uneven rising, falling, spilled terrain, the lost or jettisoned, places we traveled on a keel of music pressed against the body. What I wanted but couldn't keep comes close, cannot arrive, breaks against this ledge falling deep into the sky, where sun and crescent moon, little sigh, tremble and sound, displaces light in the underworld. If I were to speak of God, wind or water or infinity's boat, concert of surface tension or cohesion, spray of stars suspended, like break of day, drifting. Not stream, but eddy. Not journey to another world. Stairs, downward whirring of notes, reached by breath. Deep emerald, hidden in the day, shadow of chance. Hours never rising. Bronze inside like rust. Fallen leaves fastened by movement. Slow stones on the verge of sand. Ribs of the body asleep. You sleep after rapture, after the beat of wings, confusion of hearts. You sleep after conception and birth's exertion, never the same, broken and worn deep. You sleep after pushing, the nameless already a long journey, wind in the reeds, and still you sleep in the submersion of dreams, strong propulsion, webbed feet. As if you lived outside yourself, incomplete, like in the waters of the lake, a weave of white lace and muddy bottoms, face new life, your own heart outside your body, thirsty, drawing from what you are pouring. Helpless. The body submerged, covered by leaves, fast currents, poisons past rescue, the river relentless, stones rolling in the bed. The body in darkness, covered by gods, fallen, speaking underwater. This place gone by tomorrow. Seize what you can if you come to the river. Listen, the voices of the dead rise up like poems. When I sang in the underworld, a ladder of light descended, link by beloved link, encased in velvet, a golden chain to hold the submerged, drowned, released. Last bubble of air, the note climbed to the surface without breaking, without me. When I sang, it was the song of the lily, the sun, a song chiseled into stone. It was the song of cranes landing on the beach in fog. When you come in your grief and swim, dive into the wreck, you will not find what you lost. Only this corroded coin, this weed, in the silence of a shrouded lake, no song at all but shadow. Driftwood, a plank broken from the boat with a rusted nail, wave on wave as you emerge. Each day it goes deeper, becomes less important, becomes artifact or history, follows you. It wasn't pain, but waves pounding on shore, rolling of small stones up the slope and back again, ungraspable breaking waves with their spatter of white foam all night long, reliving that peak or pitch, recognizing, reorganizing, tossing, building up and dissipating all night long. It was the world creating, recreating, retreating in waves, capitulating. She is heat now without body, left in the breath, light without bone, shadow without night, given her body up for deep exchange without the ache. Birds fly through her empty hands and feet. She is now on her knees, cold without stars, anchored adrift, deep without sides, rain without reach. If she lives, she lives for rivers that either hold or sweep, fall through her ribcage, run through the sky. If she dies, she dies to come back to life. The river comes to the sea. In the end, everything that has been spoken falls in. Waves take in the pouring of a stream, muddy forks and erosions, excursions, the forward in backwash, in union, in deep. Stones wear against stones, words cancel words. Fish that have swum upstream to spawn return, followed by progeny, followed by stream beds, followed by fishermen, followed by gulls, nothing else except the stirring of moon on the naked back of the sea. The long, slow wave of the sea doesn't break, comes full of lead or violets or ice, pulls stones from a stone beach while the other world cast underneath, rolls to the pier under the vessels and gulls, bears down, pulls on the chains, climbs over the island of life, taking plates and windows into dark weeds, releases into sky's face driftwood, silvered bone, rusted iron hinge, moon tarnished clouds, broken ends of bottles, smoothed into gems. The long, slow wave that comes after lifts from the underside or other side without cease. In the waters, in falling nets, rises with waves shimmering, can break the confines, shifting bottom, stirring weeds, or part its waters when you need to breathe or flee. Thank you. River begins in the other world without time, begins, flows through the body, inside is its shore. River begins and begins, sky and sky and sky. Each bend, knee or elbow smooths the stone, joins the strands of over and under and besides. Given its nature of never going empty, watercourse and delta, river begins lifting you, taking the silt. Finally you wear thin, fall in, begin as river possessed by light. All my life, the one like a star at night in a clear sky called me to its light, shimmered inside against my ribs, dreamt inside my skin, or beside me in an invisible embrace, a trembling, brimming body where waves concentric urges, a finger's touch begins. Nocturne, snow, wakes me at night, reaches into my body, breathes in me, exhales into wing, crosses rivers that split and divide night and its dreams, falls inside, dark reaches, black veins, plays roots, taut strings in the half-light, descends stairs without end. Every day arrives into the world changed, given to season or wind or age, disappears in the hand and the next world received, rises from night's edge, comes through the gate, stretches the hour, wingspan of light. morning led me upstairs into starlight, a form of desire suddenly woken into music. Morning was a door in the wall of darkness, deep and down in a heat. If she could but press her fingers against my body to release it. Morning walked into another world and would never be home again. Too great was the longing. Touch for more touch, too much was the grief. For what I had not yet done or reached or known, that maybe I couldn't, an ascension of longing, I climbed and reached. The forest, green, shattered and fell, snow drifted and filled and weighed, spruce with blue shadow, sun behind dusky blue clouds, only known by the yellow edge, along the lake waters moving both ways. Morning tore away, went under, broke, the ladder fell away. Dark eyes, hands, and hourglass extinguished in the endless pouring of water into night. Morning of the invisible, morning of threshold and distance, morning of waves pounding along the shore. Harbor lights lose themselves in the sea, love with a careless combustion, float until extinguished by dawn. Forgive them, the great lake murmurs in sympathy, comes to shore to soothe with a steady rhythm, as if a heartbeat in its body comes to breathe on the losses, our own dark absence. Holding the rain inside, I drift, untied, silent companion to cloud, unforming, first stem, then aft, in circles, half circles, without heart, without breath, strange compass without true north, frame for desire, lost or released, tracing the fire's flight, rope falling into weeds, bent grasses, lily pads, pulling the deep smell of seaweed, fish guts, pine needles, lifting in waves as blue heron goes deeper between sun and sun, sky, finally underneath.